You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday. As more schools ban cell phones during class, and in some cases all day, many parents are torn. They see phones as a vital way to keep in touch with their kids, even as a useful classroom tool, but they also recognize they can be a major distraction. Joining us to discuss is Jennifer Jolly, Tech Life columnist for USA Today, founder, editor-in-chief of Techish.com, based in Seattle. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today. This is a case of the best intentions also kind of running into reality with these cell phone bans. I mean, parents do like the idea of being in touch with their students and in the event of an emergency, but at the same time, they don't want the distractions either.
That's exactly right. And we know that both sides lead to problems. We know that there's too many cell phones on at all the wrong times, and our kids are having some massive problems. Cell phones under the age of 13, absolutely awful, inappropriate, just don't do it. Use another gadget like a pinwheel smartwatch instead that keeps you in touch, lets them get in touch with you if there's an emergency, but doesn't have that constant like pull, you know, that their young brains just aren't wired to fight back against. We also know that there's some problems banning phones from schools. Parents are the biggest problem. They say, hey, I'm scared that there's going to be some horrible thing happen at school and I won't be able to get in touch with my kids. So there's pros and cons on each side. One thing that is glaring, and it just keeps coming through, is that we have to teach our children how to use phones responsibly. That is just as important as the birds and the bees and any other life lesson. But so many of us don't do that ourselves. That's what we're just figuring out.
There's a lot of counterintuitive policy when it comes to cell phone usage in schools. Yes, we know all the bad things that can happen as a result of social media and people using social media to inflict harm on others. We know that. We also know the importance of having the phone nearby so you can keep in touch with your kids and let them know about things. But at the same time, though, when you say we got to lock up our phones and do away with them, there's so much schoolwork and extracurricular work that takes place through your phone these days. It's the first day of school is either here for many people. It's next week for our family, and you got to get, you know, there are the academic apps, there are the sports apps, there are the learning apps, there are the reading tracking apps. You got to download all of this stuff, and then you say, oh, and by the way, don't ever look at this thing for 10 hours a day.
Isn't that the most hypocritical thing that we face right now when it comes to all of this? It's all being done on group texts, group meetings, group meetups, everything. And if you don't have access to that, you get left out. My daughter's starting law school. Same thing. She could not get into the big group me text and was missing really important information. So, yeah, we have to strike a balance. We've learned, you know, there's so many scientific studies, hundreds of thousands of people involved in these now. It's not anecdotal anymore. And we know that if your smartphone is out on your desk while you're working as an adult or while kids are trying to do homework, it's a cognitive distraction, and their performance and cognitive ability goes down as a result. We know that. We feel it. We know it. So it is best to stick your phone in a drawer, turn all the notifications off, set a timer, have an hour, 30 minutes, however long you can go without having that phone right there. We also know, to your point, that bans don't really work. So we have to keep kind of mucking through it, struggling through it, and figure out. It's very similar to, you know, just say no arguments. It didn't really work all that well. We had to do better than just one rule, you know, kind of lumping everyone into the same situation. But I've just gotten through reviewing another round of these kind of smarter phones and smarter wearables for kids. Highly recommend for kids under the age of 14 that you start them out with a training wheel gadget.
Now, for the parents, though, talking about putting the phones away, no one is without sin in this particular situation.
So
and
true.
When you talk about just say no policies, remember that old PSA where the parent finds the kid was smoking pot and then he says, "Where'd you learn this from?" "I learned this from watching you." Well, in terms of the phone discourse, this would be similar to the parent smoking a joint in front of the kid and then saying, "Where'd you learn how to do this?" Because the parents are just as addicted as the children are.
And that is the most important point to all of this. If you are scrolling, you are on your social media, you hold up your finger 1 second, "I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to be, my nose is in my own phone," then you're teaching your kid exactly opposite of what's going to turn them into a healthy human being on planet Earth in 2025. It's hard. It sucks. You know, we are all completely addicted to our own smartphones. If you don't change that, you are setting your kids up for failure.
Jennifer Jolly, Tech Life columnist for USA Today. Thank you for joining us today.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.